Within the rural area, the isolation is a big factor for women, a huge factor. Women that live out in the country don't have access to phones, may not have access to vehicles, may not have access to any kind of family or friends, and so therefore they're all alone. And that deteriorates a person's spirit, and it deteriorates their spirits, it deteriorates the whole family being, you know. And it's not just about affecting women, but this affects the children too, you know.
And you said earlier that it's not always physical abuse.
No. You know what, it's the emotional abuse, and there's no laws anywhere that state that emotional and mental abuse is not okay. And so the tactics that once the physical abuse have been attacked and have been confronted in relationships, they convert into the emotional abuse, where it's okay to call her bad names, it's okay to degrade her and make her feel bad about herself. And by that happening, that is still empowering them to have control over her. My program provides a safe place for a woman to come to talk to maybe show or to share what her experiences are. Maybe she has put up with this for 5 years and has been reluctant in ever calling law enforcement, and has made that final decision that I've been doing this for 5 years, I can't do this anymore, this is what's happening to me. And a safe place for a woman to come in to tell her story, and for someone to listen to what she has to say, understand where she's coming from, and know exactly the shame that she's probably walking with. And that's what my program is about, is providing that advocacy service to battered women who necessarily are not in the system,